That is the key to victorious living in the earth. Receive whatever God says in the Word. How He says to live, that's the way you want to live.
What is the key to long life? Find out today on The Believer's Voice of Victory as Gloria Copeland takes us on a study in God's Word, revealing the secrets to living a long life and finishing strong, healthy, happy, and healed.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory. We're talking about living long and living strong. Hallelujah. That's what we want to do. We want to live a long time, but we want to be strong. We want to be well. We want to be blessed. And the only way you can do that is with the Lord. I mean, you can't do it on your own. You have to get into His groove. He's made a way for us to live strong and long, and we have to find out what it is. So we're looking at the Word of God concerning a long life. We want to live long and finish strong. Now, I want to share some things that just some familiar scriptures, but yet it deals with what we're talking about. In Proverbs 3, I'm going to read from the Amplified Bible. Proverbs, if you read the book of Proverbs, that's the wisdom of God written down for us. And if you would just do Proverbs, you would have so much success. Especially if you're already born again. Because Proverbs just says it in plain words. Do this, don't do this. So here we're talking about in verse 3, chapter 3, verse 1 in the Amplified says, "My son, forget not my law or teachings, but let your heart keep my commandments." That is the key of life. That is the key of living life worthwhile and living it a long time. And the next verse says, "For length of days, let your heart, give your heart to the Lord. Let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life worth living." We don't want to live a long time and be miserable. We want to live a long time and have years of life worth living, and tranquility inward and outward, and continuing through old age till death, these shall they add to you. The Word of God shall add to you length of days, years. It'll add years to you of a life worth living, and it'll give you tranquility or peace inward and outward. That'd be inside and in your surroundings and your environment. Continuing, this is so good, continuing through old age till death, or you could say continuing through old age till departure. What is death for us? It's leaving this body. I am a spirit. You are a spirit. I'm a born again spirit. I hope you're a born again spirit. Because it determines where you go when you die, whether you're born again. If you're born of God, you're going up. If you've never made Jesus, who is the Savior of the world, your Savior, you're going the wrong direction when you die. But we're assuming that you are going with me up. Hallelujah. Now think about it. Length of days. Well, let me just start over again. Forget not my law and teaching. Now, that's why we're such Bible hounds. That's why we preach the Word, we teach the Word, we live the Word, because the Word is God's Word to us, His direction to us, written down for us. This Bible, it is a treasure. And we are not to forget it, but let our heart keep it. And here's what happens. For length of days, that's long life, and years of a life worth living. In other words, there'll be good years. Who wants to live a long time unhappy and in turmoil and in curse? No, With Jesus, we get to live a long time in tranquility, inward and outward. That means on the inside of us and out in our surroundings, we have peace, we have blessing, we have tranquility through old age till death. Now, that's the Amplified version, and I'm taking that one because I don't want to just get older and then not have a life worth living. This scripture says that the Lord's word will keep you in peace through old age, all the way through the last part of your life, in other words, until death, these shall they add to you. So the word shall add peace to you all the way through your life in this earth. And then you get caught away to live with the Lord. So it's going to be blessing upon blessing. Isn't that good? I just think that just settles the issue. For length of days and years of a life worth living and tranquility inward and outward, continuing through old age. So the last day of our life should be a good day and a peaceful day. The last day of our long life should be a good day and a peaceful day. What is it depending upon? What we do with the Word of God. Verse 1 says, forget not my law or my way of doing, and let your heart, give your heart to the Lord. Let your heart keep the commandments. For length of days and years of a life worth living, peace or tranquility, inward and outward, continuing, I just love this part, through old age. That's every day of my life. Continuing every day of my life, peace and blessing, the Word of God adds to me. And it'll be the same for you if you'll get on the Word. And Ken and I, now we've been walking in the Word for over 40 years. Every year is better. I mean, we just keep being blessed. We keep increasing. Life is good. We started out younger. Now we're older. Life is still good. We're blessed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That is the key of life. We've got to lay hold of life. So according to this scripture, we expect quality of life through old age until our departure. Death is not death. We think of death as ceasing to be, but for a believer, death is a departure. It's not, you are a spirit. The part of you that's born again is born of God. You are a spirit. You live in this body. Should Jesus tarry, we'll leave this body someday. I believe He'll come in my lifetime, but I don't have that guarantee. That's what I desire, of course, because I want to be caught up, glory to God, in the rapture. I mean, I think that would be so exciting. But even if I were not, for me, dying would just be leaving. Because I'm a believer and I'm born again. And you're a believer, you're born again. If you are, dying is nothing to fear. It's leaving. In fact, to be absent from the body, the scripture says, is to be present with the Lord. So it's really a great trip. Hallelujah. But we don't want to take it early. Why is that? Well, we want to fulfill what God's called us to do in the earth. But it is thinking about what's ahead of us. We don't dread that. We know from the Bible that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And so we cherish that. And it's harder for us to remember when a loved one goes before us. But if you've lost a loved one, and I'll tell you this, many times when people lose loved ones and they give themselves over to grief instead of to the Word of God, it opens the door for wicked spirits to come in and take over someone's life. Grief is not of God. There is a spirit of grief, and if you'll let Him in, He'll come in. You don't have to grieve. You don't have to be sad. You think, well, I don't know if my loved one knew the Lord or not. Well, you don't know. That's right. And the other half of that is you can't do anything about it at this point. you're responsible for you living a life that's dedicated to the Lord. And so we don't have anything to fear in death. And that scripture says that we, the Lord, it blesses us through old age. Hallelujah. All the way until we leave here, and then we're really in the blessing. Glory to God. More and more and more and more. So that is a powerful scripture, and it lets us know that we don't have anything to fear in death. This says, for length of days and long life and peace shall the words, the commandments in King James, shall they add to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless the Lord. So we lay hold of long life. We lay hold of strong life because we believe God has some work for us to do here. And we want to finish the course. You know, we can be a blessing. You might not even be called to the ministry, but you're called to do something, to be a blessing, to be a help, to walk in love. If you don't have any other calling other than to love people, that is a big calling. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we want to live out the full number of our days. We want to do what God's called us to do, but we have no fear of the future, either in the body or out of the body. We believe God will take care of us. As long as we're here, we believe to stay strong and well and prosperous and blessed and protected. And we believe that when we get to the end and it's time for us to go, we'll leave this body and we'll be present with the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we have nothing to fear, but we want to do the will of God and we want to fulfill all God's called us to do. So that is a marvelous scripture. Length of days and years of a life worth living, inward and outward and continuing through old age till death, these shall the word of God add to you. So we don't ever come to a place in our lives where we're despondent or we're despairing or we're without God. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, that's a choice you are free to make at any time. And when you do that, He'll not leave you the same way that you were. The Bible calls it being born again. You make Jesus the Lord of your life and you are born over again from death into life, from sickness into health, from turmoil into peace. Hallelujah. It's a choice that you can make. And Jesus has already paid the price for us. He took our sins on Himself. Think about that. The only begotten Son of God. He took our sins on Himself so that we can be born of God, get sin eradicated out of our being, and righteousness put in there so that we can live out the full number of our days. And then when we leave here, we go to be with Him. Hallelujah. What a deal. What a deal. So we don't have any fear of death. But we do desire to fulfill all we're called to do while we're in this body. Hallelujah. We want to get our job done. We want to do all that we're called to do. Glory to God. Now, Moses in Deuteronomy 5, it says, Moses, this is in the New Living Translation, Moses told the people, you must obey all the commands of the Lord your God, following in His instructions in every detail. Stay on the path. Now, these people didn't, Jesus hadn't come and paid the price for them. They were strictly operating under the letter of the law, but yet God had good things for them. It says, you must obey all the commandments of the Lord, following His instructions in every detail. This is still good advice for us today. Stay on the path that the Lord your God has commanded you. This is what Moses told the people. Stay on the path that the Lord your God has commanded you to follow. And that is still good advice for us today. Whatever the Lord wants us to do. You may know that the Lord wants you to do something. He may want you to pastor church. He may want you to preach. He may want you to be a doctor. I don't know. But whatever you have in your heart that the Lord wants you to do, go after it. Stay on the path that the Lord, your God, has commanded you to follow. Then you will live long and prosperous lives in the land you are about to enter and occupy. That's what he told Israel. In other words, when you go God's way, when you do what he says, you can enjoy life for a long time. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is our strength. I just would shudder to try to live in this world without the Word of God, without believing the Word of God, without obeying the Word of God. It would be hell on earth. We're not going to do that. You don't have to do that. You can make a change. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Make Jesus the Lord of your life. Begin to do what he wants you to do. You might think, well, if I make Jesus Lord, he'll want me to do something I don't want to do. Whatever he wants you to do, you'll like it. It's what you're made to do. So don't have any fear of that. You would be so much better off, glory to God, if you would just trust him with your life. If you're in trouble today, just repent of anything that you think of where you miss God and ask. Here's what I did. I didn't know anything. I was so ignorant about the Word when I got born again. I didn't even know about being born again when I got born again. But I was desperate, and I didn't know what to do. We were broke. We didn't look like we had, as the Bible says, we were without a future and a hope. But I just asked the Lord to take my life and do something with it. And, you know, as I look back, I didn't know that's what I was doing, but as I look back, that's when I was born again. I had different desires after that. I wanted to do what God wanted me to do. I wanted to obey God. So the key to life is get in that groove that he's prepared for you. And you're going to like it. Whatever that groove is, you're going to like it. So don't hold back on the Lord. Just go ahead and do what he's called you to do. Amen? Glory to God. So we expect quality of life through old age. Hallelujah. Even to your old age, it says, in the Amplified, even to your old age I am he, and even to the hair white with age will I carry you. I have made you, I will bear, yes, I will carry, and will save you. Glory to God. Earnestly remember the former things which I did of old, for I am God, and there is no one else. I am God, and there is none like me. Declaring, here's what God does, declaring the end and the result from the beginning. He declares the end from the beginning. He's declared the end of my life from the beginning. And all I have to do is walk that out. Now, I can refuse it. I can turn it down, but I'm not that stupid. I'm going to go for what God's called me to do. And that would be the smart thing for you to do, because it's always the best. I had no idea as I was growing up what God wanted me to do, or that I'd end up doing what I'm doing today. But it's been such a blessing. So he declares the end and the result from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not done, saying, my counsel shall stand. That's one thing you can count on when you read the counsel of God and the Word of God. God's counsel will stand. My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure and purpose. That's the Lord speaking. My counsel, this is in Isaiah chapter 46. My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure and purpose. That's what I want the Lord to do in my life. Yield yourself to him. Tell him, I want your will, Lord. You might have fought God all your life. You might have, for some reason, just absolutely walked across him in every way. But he is merciful. He's just to forgive you of your sins. He's just to forgive me of my sins. And he is willing and quick to bless you, to heal you, to fix you, to set you on a right path. Glory to God. What do you do? Well, if you know you've been wrong, you repent. And you tell him, I want you, Jesus. I'll make you the Lord of my life. I take you. That's why he's called the Savior. Glory to God. God. He saves us from certain destruction into a blessed life where He is Lord. Hallelujah. And we should not expect to diminish as we get older. You know, God had to tell Moses to die. Moses died by decree. You look at his life. He was 120, but he wasn't tired and he wasn't worn out. Isaiah 40, 28 and 31 says in the New Living Translation that God gives power to those who are tired and worn out. That might be you today. You might feel like you can't put one foot in front of the other one. And if I'm talking to you, I want you to write me and tell me. You can't put one foot in front of the other one. You just feel like the life has gone out of you. Take up the Word of God. Take up. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, do it right now. Say, Jesus, I receive you as my Savior and Lord. Fill me with yourself. Fill me with your strength. Get it, and then you take it, and you get in the Word, and you begin to let the Word talk to you. Obey it. Do what it says. Expect the Spirit of God to. And after you make Jesus the Lord of your life, say, Father, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Now you're born again, you're in the family, you're ready to receive the Spirit of God, and then go on with God. Find a good church that preaches and teaches the Word of God. Get in it for the services and begin to learn. Yeah, you say, well, yeah, but I'm 80 years old. Well, you better get with the program if you're 80 years old. God takes 80-year-olds, 90-year-olds, 100-year-olds, however old you are. Children, God is ready to receive you. So get busy. Go on with God. If you've made mistakes in the past, let them go under the blood of Jesus and be cleansed. Hallelujah. If you're in prison watching this broadcast, go for God. Make Jesus the Lord of your life. Let Him turn things around. I meet people all the time that have been in prison and now their lives are straight and they're going straight and they're doing the will of God. Many of them out preaching. Glory to God. It's never too late when you're dealing with the Spirit of God. So give yourself over to the Lord. Begin to walk in the Word. Get a Bible. Obey the Word, do what it says, get under the teaching, under a good pastor, and learn how to live free. I'll be right back.
I think it's key to everything that you do. If you develop an intimate relationship with the Lord, then you will live as long as you want to.
The choices that you make can really impact your quality of life in the way that if you listen to what the Lord tells you to do, He's got something good planned for you down the road.
I think that's God's will for each of us. I love the 120 years instead of 70 or 80 and the teaching on that because that's the truth and I love it.
Come to these exciting meetings. Venezuela Victory Campaign will be held in Maracaibo, Venezuela, the 3rd and 4th of September at the Sports Center Pedro Elias Belisario Aponte. The Behind the Mission Weekend in Orlando, Florida will be September 24th and 25th at the Hilton Orlando Bonnet Creek. The 2010 Word Explosion Update in Columbia, South Carolina is the 14th through 16th of October at the Columbia Metropolitan Convention Center. For more information, go to kcm.org. The promise of a long, blessed, and happy life belongs to every obedient child of God. The Live Long, Finish Strong curriculum, created by beloved New York Times best-selling author Gloria Copeland, is a dynamic resource that provides time-tested insights that can revolutionize your life. The Live Long, Finish Strong video curriculum with interactive guidebook and journal is a study tool that includes a journal, confessions, prayers, DVD and audio versions containing messages and interviews, and discussion suggestions ideal for group study.
I believe this book is the manual. Every question that you could even come up with regarding living strong, how to do it, how to walk it out, what does the Word of God say pertaining that, this is your manual.
Packed with the spiritual promises designed to build your faith for longevity, the Live Long, Finish Strong video curriculum was created to equip you with the wisdom to be happy, healthy, and healed. Order Gloria Copeland's new Live Long, Finish Strong video curriculum with interactive guidebook and journal. This dynamic teaching set based on Gloria's most recent book is now available for only $49.95. For faster processing and a product discount, order your curriculum set through our website at kcm.org. For phone orders, call toll-free 800-600-7395. Gloria's book, Live Long, Finish Strong, can also be purchased separately for only $15.
Live Long, Finish Strong is my latest book, and I'm excited about it because I want to live long and finish strong. Hallelujah. I want to see good days, strong days, all the days of my life. And that's what the Word offers us. We're offering the video curriculum, the interactive guidebook and journal along with this. The promise of a long life belongs to every child of God. It belongs to us. We can have it. We just have to do things God's way to walk in the fullness of it. But I'll tell you, there's nothing like walking in the blessing, and that is God's way. You can be strong and whole, prospering to the end, live out the full number of your days. If you've still got breath in your body, it's God's will for you to prosper and to be in health. Somebody said, well, if I keep getting healed, how am I ever going to die? Then you just leave. When it's time for you to go, the Lord will call you home. You'll leave your body. You don't have to be sick to leave. You just leave. Hallelujah. God wants you to live out the full number of your days. I believe it'll be a blessing to you and your family and friends. So be sure and order the Live Long, Finish Strong curriculum and get to studying it. Use it in your prayer group. I'm telling you, it'll change your life. The Word will change your expectations and your faith. Father, thank you for helping people. Bless them, heal them, renew them in the name of Jesus. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Ken will be in South America for the second year in the Venezuela Victory Campaign. That's September the 3rd and 4th. It's so exciting to reach our partners and friends in Latin America. Get there. Believe God to come and pray for a mighty move of God. For more information about the meeting, go to kcm.org. Before we leave the air today, Ken and I have a gift for you. We want to give you this book, God Has Your Miracle on His Mind. Hallelujah. So we can expect the impossible. Stand strong even when it seems like it's too late, because we believe in miracles. Request your free book today. Join me again tomorrow. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a copy of this week's broadcasts, visit us online at kcm.org or call or write to us today. Remember to request your free gift from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, God Has Your Miracle on His Mind. For faster processing, request online. One per household, please. Offer good for 30 days. If you need prayer, remember, we're only a phone call away. Call our 24-hour prayer line at 800-600-7395.